Imagine that you're a scientist spending the summer in Antarctica. It's not summer there, it's midwinter. You still gotta eat, though, and the only fresh food to be found arrives by ship once every 3 months. Journalist Sky Murray is on a ship in Antarctica, where she also works with the U.S. Antarctic Program. Sky, first things first, what did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, let's see. I had some salad. We still have a tiny bit of romaine left, some tortellini, and I think I had the very last of the mango slices. They're all gone now.
So that's fresh food. That sounds pretty interesting. I know you, when you spent time at Palmer, the food supplies were coming in only every 3 months.
We come in and out of Palmer Station, eat there occasionally, and we are the ones bringing them fresh food. So we bring it down from Chile across some very high seas in the Drake Passage to get there, and we bring them, they're called freshies, so they are now experiencing what I call the menace of the beige plate, and the chefs have to try very hard to make every last daikon radish and potato still out there last a little while longer.
So you mentioned there's a chef. What are his or her challenges?
So Mike Hiller is an incredible chef. He's on station right now. He gets, a shipment of herbs, fruits, vegetables, lots of frozen foods, and he has to try to keep up variety, make sure everybody's getting enough nutrition for the 3.5 months that are overwintering for 18 people. And he does that alone. He kind of choreographs making healthy choices.
Now, I saw a picture of something he made called a spun sugar pop. What's that?
He told me that once he stops having all of this fresh food, he starts getting really excited about trying different elaborate desserts. And one of them is a spun sugar rose. I'm not quite sure how he does it, but I think he just tries to really put a lot of love and energy into those kind of dishes.
I was interested to read that scientists on Antarctica don't get to eat any of the native plants or animals. Is that a rule?
Yeah, so there is an Antarctic Conservation Act saying that we will not use the native wildlife for sustenance. So even we catch fish, we study birds all over Antarctica, but we cannot eat them. No one on the peninsula, the many nations that are down here, we cannot grow sprouts, herbs also that might, accidentally take seed in some time. We're trying to minimize our impact on the peninsula as much as possible.
You mentioned that there were a number of nations there with research stations. How does their food differ from the food at Palmer?
So I've had the opportunity just recently visiting Vernadsky, Ukrainian base, and we were there for a very short time. But they sent us off with cured meats. They call it pocket meat because they put it in their pockets when they're out in the field. They seem to make their own alcoholic beverages, which seem to be a staple at their station. We brought them an apple pie, some peanut butter. We were both excited about trying each other's food.
I'm trying to imagine a group of scientists when they hear that it's dinner time.
It's really challenging to be here in all of the sea ice in the wintertime. It's pretty cold outside right now. It's negative 40 Celsius, which is the same as negative 40 Fahrenheit. So you expend a lot of energy, and you mainly just want to eat anything in front of you.
So, Sky, I guess you're not going to get any pizzas delivered down there, are you?
No. That would be fabulous. Just some fresh artichokes on top would be perfect.
Journalist Sky Murray contributes to the Ground Truth Reporting Project, and she's been speaking to us from a research vessel in Antarctica. Thank you so much, Sky.
Yeah, you're welcome.